On Sunday, LSU Athletic Director Scott Woodward fired Brian Kelly. Last night, LSU fired Woodward. Tiger Rag Magazine editor Glenn Gilbo says it didn't matter that the LSU grad hired three national championship-winning coaches in Jay Johnson, Kim Mulkey, and Jay Clark. The money he paid Kelly, who never came close to winning a national title, ultimately led to his demise.
He paid him a national championship contract, $100 million for 10 years. Usually you got to win a national championship before you get something like that.
Executive Deputy Athletic Director Virge Ausberry will serve as Interim Athletic Director. Congressman Steve Scalise will have a Democratic challenger in next year's general election. Special education teacher Lauren Jewett is launching a campaign to unseat the 9-term incumbent.
I am fighting for people who love living here in Louisiana, know that they have a pride in living here and want to stay here. And what can we do collectively to help make that a reality for folks so that they don't have to leave?
So far, Jewett and Scalise are the only two running. DOTD is urging Louisianians to sign the Buckle Up, Phone Down pledge. The campaign encourages drivers and passengers to wear their seatbelts and put the phones down while driving. Rodney Mallett with DOTD says seatbelt use reduces the risk of a fatal injury in a crash by more than 45%.
Just knowing those odds and that percentage, it's unbelievable that people still will not wear their seatbelt. It could save your life.
You can sign the Buckle Up, Phones Down pledge on DOTD's website. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane on Tix FM.